This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Go to Chicago Public Schools website, cps.edu, and you'll learn something unfathomable. There are 60 CPS departments. 60! Some of those departments: student health and wellness, social-emotional learning, school counseling and post-secondary advising, parent support centers, nutrition support centers, mentoring the next generation, family and community engagement, diverse learner supports and services, children and family benefits unit, business diversity, and civic engagement and service learning. Citing Cesar Chavez as justification, that last department polices the CPS students, insofar as each is required to complete 3 civic service projects in order to graduate. 60 departments. How many departments does your homeschool have? In your homeschool, how many people are employed in each of your departments? How much money do the people in each of your homeschool departments make? Or how about something just a bit larger? How many departments does your private school have? In your private school, how many people are employed in each of your departments? How much money do the people in each of your private school departments make? And this question is rhetorical. In your homeschool, in your private school, who pays for that? Is it the taxpayers? No. For Chicago's public schools, who pays for those 60 departments? Taxpayers. Chicago public schools are humanistic, communistic, civil government schools. So are West Virginia's and Virginia's civil government schools. Humanistic, communistic. You'll never hear that from the pulpit. That's why I, Kevin R. Novak, tell that to you here via Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition.